Welcome to Rail Fans. I'm Shane Segay. Join us as we discover Ottawa's O-Train, Toronto's subway, and Montreal's metro system together. Joining me today is Derek Ellis, who is a computer science bachelor's student at Carleton University in Ottawa. Thank you for joining me today.
Happy to be here.
So today we're going to be talking about the RailFans map that you've created for our site and our platform. But I want to start out by talking a bit about yourself and your background and studies at Carleton University.
So as you mentioned, I'm a computer science student, although I'm also completing a minor in geomatics. So that's sort of like the data analysis and programming side of geography. So dealing with like analyzing data and making maps and that kind of thing.
So let's talk a bit about the RailFans map. What kind of information, data, and features can a person find by using the map that you've created?
The map, it's really sort of like a transit map, the kind that you might find in like at a train station or something. It originally was centered around Ottawa and its O-Train network. And it looks like a regular transit map, but as you zoom in, the really nice thing about this map is that you can see all of the detail in the system. So you can see where all the tracks are, the station platforms, down to like the switches and crossovers that exist on the system. It's grown over time, so now it also features Toronto and even Waterloo as well with the ION out there.
Now, how was the map created? So what kind of data sources and research did you do to acquire the data as far as, you know, the track positioning, the switches, the crossovers, the stations, the yards? How did that all come together and where did that data come from?
Yeah, so the data actually comes from a lot of different places. Like I mentioned, it started with Ottawa, and Ottawa actually publishes detailed track alignment information for both the Confederation Line and Trillium Line through their open data portal, which is actually pretty unique. I haven't seen another city, at least in Canada, that does that. Another great source that I've used is OpenStreetMap. So a lot of that is like user contributed information, and people have gone through and like, you know, traced some of the above ground sections of certain lines, but also made some like approximations of the underground parts of, you know, like the Toronto subway, where there's no real official data available for that. Thankfully, like OpenStreetMap, their data is available under like the open database license, which makes it possible to use in other products like the RailFans map. But lastly, this is mainly for some of the feature expansions that are shown on the map. There are reports from the environmental assessments that are done on those projects that include some like detailed diagrams that have, you know, really helped as like a reference to kind of trace those out and add those to the map as well. So overall, like the data comes from a lot of different places, but when they're put together, they do, you know, that creates a nice complete map overall.
Now, what kind of software did you use to create the map and to plot the data points as far as the positioning and the locations?
The map itself is displayed using a library called Mapbox. They make a nice mapping visualization library that can be used in web apps. For the actual data itself, when I do some of the editing, I mainly use this program called QGIS, which is a very general purpose geomatics application just for like manipulating and analyzing that kind of like geographic data. Once I've taken that data and like kind of worked with it, I can then just export it out into this format that Mapbox can read. Every like station and track is a piece of geometry, like a line or a point. That geometry has extra properties attached to them. So like, you know, what station this is, you know, is this supposed to be a track? And then that can be fed into Mapbox, which then styles that data and gives it the nice like transit diagram look on the map.
The future plans for the map. So what kind of upcoming features are you planning to incorporate in the foreseeable future? And what new regions, cities, and networks will be added?
Most recently, I've been working on a new search bar feature. So being able to like drag around the map and like zoom in and out is great, but especially with regions that people may not be familiar with, they might know of the name of a certain station but not necessarily where it is. So this search bar feature will basically let you like search by name, you know, search for like a station, a name, or anything that exists on the map, and then just, you know, you click on it and it'll zoom straight to that area. I've been testing it recently. It's working really great. Hoping that'll be ready and up soon. In terms of other features, I know one that's been requested a lot is like some measurement tools. People like to use these maps to like, you know, do some kind of like analysis on like current and future transit plans, and having a measurement tool just, you know, measure between the distance between stations is really useful. So that's something I'd like to add. Those are kind of all of like the major features that I have envisioned. But of course, I know there are a lot of people who have you know, have their own ideas on how they'd like to be able to use this map as well. And it's, I'm always open to, like, you know, hearing like what kind of features people actually want, because, you know, I can't think of everything myself. If anyone ever has any suggestions, I'd love to hear them. One of like the more broader long-term goals I have is to sort of make it possible to make your own maps that are kind of like based on, you know, this map and the technology that it's using. So being able to like draw your own like fantasy lines on it and being able to share those kind of like as a mapping platform almost. That'd be really cool, but definitely a longer term goal. In terms of new regions and new cities and systems, I'm currently working on Montreal. So that's definitely like the big one. Right now, the map kind of focuses on Eastern Canada, so Ottawa and Toronto in particular, but Montreal is the big one that's kind of, you know, missing right now. So I've been working on that, and hopefully that will be available, you know, within the next few months. In addition, like even just within Toronto, right now it focuses entirely on the TTC, but there's of course Go. So that's a really huge network that will be really great to add. And also, you know, some other future projects like ION Stage 2, the Here Ontario LRT, those kinds of projects. That's really my focus right now.
So now let's talk a bit about how people can contribute to the map. So the map source code is available on GitHub. So can you tell us a little bit about how people can contribute, collaborate, and provide comments, feedback, and additions to the map in that context?
Over the past about, I think, a year and a half, I've put a lot of time into making it easier to kind of contribute to the map without needing to have like some kind of web development experience. There's still a little bit of a learning curve because you do need to learn how to use those kinds of like geographic data editing programs like QGIS. But as it is right now, all anyone really needs to do is to just add a file that contains all that data and it'll just show up on the map. And in fact, we've had one member of the community who's actually contributed the data for ION and been in contact with them. They're currently working on adding the Toronto streetcar network as well, which is really exciting. So yeah, like any kind of contribution is welcome. It's an open source project and it's really, you know, in the open source spirit to, you know, accept any kind of contribution that anyone is able to make, no matter how big or small. When it comes to like adding entire like new systems and new lines, there is a how-to guide in the GitHub repository that tries to, you know, go through the step-by-step process of adding that kind of data. But, you know, even just something as small as like reporting like a small mistake in the data or, you know, suggesting a new feature, those are, you know, always welcome contributions.
For those who'd like to contribute in a bigger way, such as providing new map data itself or contributing right into the map project, what kind of computer skills and knowledge would you say would be beneficial in doing such a thing?
Sure. So as I mentioned, a lot of the work that I've done with this map has involved a program called the QGIS, which is what I use to kind of like draw out all the lines and like plot out where all the stations are. There are lots of tools that can be used to do the editing in this kind of way. The data format that the map uses is a pretty standard format called GeoJSON, and lots of programs export to that. In terms of actually like adding it to the project, some familiarity with Git is very useful. But I'd say that, you know, if anyone does want to contribute, never be afraid to like just reach out on the, like the Railfans Discord. I'll be happy to like help with anything. And yeah, no matter like what skill level, it's something that we can work at.
What would be the ultimate goal for the map?
Yeah, so my ultimate vision for the map is to kind of cover all of Canada. So right now it's really focused on Eastern Canada, but you know, anyone out in Western Canada, don't, you know, I haven't forgotten you. It just takes time to kind of like go through every city and make sure that, you know, all the data is there and, you know, detailed enough. And for those places out there like Vancouver, Edmonton, and Calgary, if anyone ever wants to contribute the data for those cities, then that, you know, that will be greatly appreciated if anyone ever does.
So Derek Ellis, thank you very much for talking to us about the Railfans map, this great web application that you've created, showcasing all the transit networks, whether it be Ottawa, Toronto, soon to be Montreal, and beyond. Thank you very much for your time and talking to us about this great project.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been a lot of fun working on the map, and great talking with you.